If you're encouraged when you're young to be original, express yourself, be creative, that feels so good, so enabling, you'll probably give it a whirl. If there's music in the family backstory, you'll very likely take up an instrument. Piano and guitar are always popular at the entry level. And it won't be long before you'll compose your first original song. It'll be the best song you've ever heard, and someone might corroborate that in an ambiguous but not totally deflating manner, a parent or grandparent, say. You keep at it, learning and listening to music and making your own. You improve demonstrably. And then just about the time you think you're really onto something, it hits you. Your chord progressions aren't original. In fact, they're pretty much lifted. As with your lyrics, somebody somewhere has come up with the same tune to all intents and purposes and sung it the same way already. In fact, you haven't had a single truly original musical moment ever. You never will. Get to know yourself. Here is a good place to introduce the concept of the inner judge. The inner judge is appointed for life. Maybe you're told as a youngster that you have a way with words. You begin to think of yourself as a writer, partly because your poems show up on the refrigerator and stay there for a long time. You muddle on, learning your craft, reading other writers, eventually submitting manuscripts for publication, which all come back, or they don't, which is worse. They went into a landfill or fire, or became part of a cardboard box or something, you know, that 20% recycled product scam, whatever. Without even knowing it, you could wind up eating French fries out of a short story you thought the New Yorker was going to pay you thousands of dollars for. Again, writing style, thematic choices, narrative arc, available metaphors, words themselves, the DNA of language. How likely is it that you will discover a new angle, new topic, new method, new anything? For 5,000 years, we've been writing and rewriting the same unexceptional stories. Love, loss, betrayal, murder and mayhem, clown fights, cow flap. You might get published tackling this same old beat bag of all too human stuff. You might even get paid for it. There are cow flap millionaires, true enough. But eventually you will have a come to Beetlejuice moment. Original? You? Right. Here is a good place to introduce the concept of the inner judge's vacation. The inner judge needs a vacation. There's nothing inherited, nothing genetic, nothing gifted about being original. You decide, you choose to go original. Buy two pairs of oversized neon bright shoes, different colors, mismatch them, wear them on the wrong feet. Build a percussion instrument out of chainsaw and washing machine parts and become a virtuoso on it. Sure, somebody's probably already tried it, but if you don't know anybody who has and you landed on the idea independently, what's the diff? For context, remember that at the highest level of jurisprudence, if you're an originalist, original thinking about constitutional law or anything else is a near occasion of sin. Perhaps it's time to discuss the inner judge's retirement. The inner judge has toiled day in, day out, weekends included, ever since dust was invented. What about that other, quieter inner voice? The one that's been telling you to turn your yard, the whole yard, into one big catnip garden. Hey now.